This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, so this morning we come on in here on a Friday, tons of inspiration to give the shout out to a lot of different people, but if we can just pivot to tomorrow's events, will be Runway to Hope. This is in support of the research for pediatric cancer, so this is where we drum up a lot of funds so they can continue the research to fight cancer that happens with our kids. And yes, we could thank all the organizers of the event. Yes, we could thank all the people who are going to be participating in the event giving funds. But I told Slater and Chloe, because I've been to it a couple of years past, I want to thank the parents.
Absolutely.
Because those kids are going to come out. They're going to be dressed to the nines. But some of those kids are still going through things. Some of those kids are still going to be low energy at some point in the evening's events. And so those parents, just thank you so much for bringing them.
And tomorrow's event is supposed to be just a happy time, right? That's what we get to experience and see. A lot of these parents, there's so much darkness with everything that they are going through with their kiddos. A lot of them take a leave of absence.
Yeah.
If their kids are spending a lot of time in the hospital, plus when they have other children as well, it's a lot.
We'll be able to bring you behind the scenes of just an incredible event that happens. This is the 12th year that it's been going on, right? Every single parent. And there are some kids that have been part of it years past that aren't here that will be honored. And I'm sure their families appreciate everything that Orlando has.
Yeah.
I mean, it's City Beautiful for so many reasons because of the heart that this city does have.
Yeah, so we're going to be with you in the highs, which is this weekend, but we also want to be with you in the lows. So to you this morning, the national anthem.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
It's Friday. The weekend is here. There's so much to be grateful for, and that's why we highlight it twice a day, doing the right thing.
That's right, and this certainly does it. A chiropractor in Oklahoma that's in the news because he specializes in not people, but animals, and does free adjustments if you reach out to him because he's just that kind of a guy. And I know what you're thinking, oh, like my dog, my cat aren't doing good. Oh, no. No, no. Dr. Joran Whitley actually has adjusted anything from chickens to bats and went viral this week because he adjusted the neck of a giraffe.
What?
Talking about this experience.
Being able to work on a giraffe is a chiropractor's dream. I mean, it's the largest neck in the world. Their hair is pokey and their tongues are really slimy. Oh, it's like a short-haired cactus. They're a lot more appreciative, I think, than some of my human patients. He absolutely loved it. I mean, he was rubbing all over me, licking all over me.
Aw, but you wonder too. I mean, the difference between a giraffe's neck, a human's neck, obviously there's a big one, but
so
I guess
crazy.
You're still able, right? Like the neck's a neck, so it's still kind of the same whatever.
Yeah,
but I
see the way that these guys, like they hold one side of the neck, then they hold the other side
right.
of the neck, and then they're like,
yeah, y'all get it.
Do you do that to a giraffe too? You're like,
especially that long.
In the video, you can see, absolutely. Yep, starts at the way tippy top, right? So he like gets on a ladder, the tippy top, and works his way all the way down the neck to the back to where the tail is.
Goodness.
That's incredible.
So he's like getting on this thing and like riding it like a horse, which he also adjusts horse necks. If you're like, where does it end?
I mean, the fact that us humans, that we're gifted in these areas, and that we not only are gifted, but that we research this stuff so we could be this to these animals.
Right. And just because you don't have a giraffe at home, don't think that that doesn't, it's like your dog or your cat. To somebody that owns a giraffe, that is a member of their family. And the issue with the giraffe was, I guess it wasn't eating properly, so it was starving itself because it couldn't, with the muscles in the neck connected to the jaw, it was preventing, and the giraffe would have died.
Poor thing.
And so 2 months later, after all of this happened, the owner said he's eating again.
Yay!
And the giraffe's going to live a long life just
nice.
Because of it. So you got to think how everything's all connected. And I used to get my back adjusted, but I've never licked the chiropractor. I just want to put it out there.
They hope
not. Lesson of the day is stick that tongue out and give him a good thanks.
Yeah. So if you want to check this out, doctor, good Lord, doctor, so dr.joran, J-O-R-E-N, dot Whitley, W-H-I-T-L-E-Y. It's on TikTok and Instagram.
That's crazy.
It's really, there's so many videos. They have a bat that he adjusted, and apparently it hangs upside down and sleeps better than
what?
Ever. This is all true. I can't make this stuff
up. It sounds crazy, but you know what? And thankful for our animal, our specialists here in Central Florida who take care of our animals at Disney,
yeah,
at all the theme parks, SeaWorld, yeah.
Without question. So, Dr. Jordan Whitley, thank you for what you do, doing the right thing this morning.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing. On K92.3.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. It is Obie, Chloe, Slater. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's have this discussion because the music icon, Cher, it was earlier this week that Slater, you were telling me that she's dating this younger guy, and I kind of had to jump into the rabbit hole because I haven't talked about Cher in forever.
Right. And again, if you know anything about the show, this is no judgment. You find somebody who's a lot older than you, younger than you, the same age as you, looks different background, go for it. Hey, love is love, right? That's why we do second date update, trying to pair people back together that, for the most part, shouldn't be, right? For the second date update.
Yeah, sometimes opposites attract and sometimes they just should not be together. But in this case, when we're talking about age, even Chloe's parents have been able to do it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was joking a second ago about my mom and dad. They're 10 and a half years apart, but my mom didn't meet my dad until her late 20s, and my dad at the time was in his early 30s. I joke with them now, and I'm like, Dad, how does it feel? You were 18, and Mom was 8. And he's like, why do you have to put it like that? But it really, like, the 10-year age gap to me, I don't see anything. I mean, they're my parents. They love each other. They've been together 27, 28 years they've been married now. And my dad, I mean, God bless him. It's 67 years old almost. Really is in great shape. And and they were older. And I asked my dad, I said, hey, what if I fell in love with somebody that was 10 years older than me? He said, I wouldn't have a problem with it if you were now meeting a guy that's like 35, 36. So I really do. I think anything though, maybe 20, 30 years, like what's Cher?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Okay. So I'm 39 and that would be like if I was dating somebody that was 0 years old because there's 39 years in between her and her guy, right?
That's a lot.
Yeah, he's 38, she's 77. Okay, so I can't imagine right now dating a baby. I can't do that.
Okay, so, thank you for not imagining that, bro.
Every single police officer is like, thank God that we don't have to knock on that studio door. But I don't know if anything's wrong where I, being almost the same age as her guy, Alexander, he's at 38. I can't imagine dating a 77-year-old, but you're both adults at that point. You both mm-hmm. have probably been in careers for many years, in Cher's case, many decades, and like, whatever. She says the big thing is that older guys don't approach her. And she finds that the younger guys were raised, she jokes, but raised by women like her because they were.
Well,
right?
She's also Cher, y'all. Okay. Like, I mean, she's an icon. I'd be intimidated to walk up and say anything to her.
Well, that's why young guys are like taking their shot. They're like, hey, girl, what's up? And she's like, oh. Do you believe in love?
Yeah. That was one of her songs, if you don't know.
But Ryan Seacrest. Okay, so this is another one. Ryan Seacrest just broke up with his ex, and I think she was like, what, 23?
She was younger than I am.
Yeah, when they met, he was 46, she was 23, so he was double the age of her. Now he's 49, she's 26. The thing is, whatever you have in common, good. Surface value, we go, you didn't like the same music, TV shows, you didn't grow up in the same era,
okay,
but they are able to make it work.
I just want to put it in perspective, just because Ryan Seacrest, you know, at 46 years old, dating a 23-year-old, you know, we're in here with Chloe, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's often times where we bring up songs, we bring up things of nostalgia, we bring up fun shows that we watched in the 90s, cartoons of the 80s, mm-hmm. and Chloe's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
We lived in completely different generations.
That's right.
I mean, I remember my dad getting the first Apple computer in our house, and the big to-do was to take files. You drag them into the trash, and the trash got fat because it got a file. And I remember that being
crazy.
I remember that being awesome, and all of us being like, "Do it again, Dad! Do it again!"
Yeah.
And you weren't even around for that. So I wonder, a 46-year-old and a 23-year-old, what do you sit down when you're having dinner?
I mean,
lobster and you're.
I guess you really got to have the same morals and values and those type of things, because generationally, I mean, I sit in here all the time and I'm confused at half of what Slater says. I mean, that's a given. And by the way, as well.
Yeah, that's not a generational thing, Chloe. Yeah,
that's just a Slater thing.
That transcends generation. Okay. But hey, if you love, no matter how old you are, we're for it.
Yeah, there but we go. Got the other day we were talking about, you know, garbage pail kids, you know, or you talk about just pound puppies. Talk about any of that stuff.
Didn't grow up with those.
Who's the boss?
Who's with the Tony Danza? Mm. How about this? Having a corded phone in your house with that really long phone cable and wrapping yourself up in it?
Yes.
Or stretching it from downstairs all the way to upstairs?
Or a cassette tape getting ruined in the player and you having to rewind the cassette tape.
The whole
wow,
thing.
Look at you guys. What a time. But
Chloe's like, I'm going to dust y'all off. let me put you guys in the attic.
That's not true. But Jelly Roll's daughter just got her first car, and I'm shocked at what car she decided to pick out. That I'll access in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Y'all, it's so good. Jelly Roll's daughter got her first car. Shocked to hear what she picked. We'll get to it here in 2 minutes. But first, it's Friday, which means it's New Music Friday, and Randy Travis has a brand new song out today. It's called Where That Came From.
When she'd smile, out came the sun.
Sounds good.
This is a really big deal because Randy has not released new music in over a decade. We all know that he has been through a lot after struggling with that stroke, and just as far as talking and just movement of his body, like all the things, and seeing these photos this morning of him sitting in the studio getting to record this music, it's a blessing and an honor that we have this song.
I know you told us yesterday that something was done in the studio to even allow him to be able to sing like that, and that more is going to be out on like what technology that they were even able to use.
I'm going
to
claim AI. I bet you they used AI to go ahead and touch his voice up with old Randy Travis sounds.
Right. It could have been.
To make him sound rich.
That's the one time when AI, like, how do you say no to that?
Yeah.
When it comes to that, and the artist is actually being like, yeah, can you help me, AI? Can you help me, technology? Yeah.
And so many of our country superstars, they actually got to hear the song before it was released today, and Randy sat there and played it for him, and a lot of them were emotional about it, you know? Mm. Randy Travis is a guy that they've idolized and looked up to, and they're the reason they're in country music, and so just a blessing to have this song out. We love you, Randy. He's getting ready to celebrate a big birthday tomorrow. And y'all, it's official. Morgan Wallen, Post Malone, we've talked a lot about this song, I Had Some Help, will be out on May 10th, but you can hear it here on K92.3, May 9th.
I mean, the song is hot. Yeah. Okay.
So that'll be next Thursday. You are hearing it again here on K92.3 before it is released to the world. It is a massive, massive hit. I'm calling it another one, Song of the Summer, and you will have it on repeat.
Nice.
And then lastly, Jelly Roll's daughter, Bailey Ann, will be 16 in a few weeks. And I know Jelly Roll, his wife, Bunny, they're throwing her a big Sweet 16 party. But she officially got her own car, and she chose a GMC Sierra 1500 white truck.
I can't believe it. Big bug, our baby's growing up, man.
Old.
We're f***ing old, man. I remember when we were teaching her how to ride a bike. The day has come. Flying in right now to pick up her first car ever.
Wow, congratulations.
And she chose a truck. I love it. It's a big, white, massive truck. I would not be surprised. We see that Bunny and Jelly Roll love to trick out their cars, that eventually that's what they do for Bailey, is maybe get her some new tires, some fun lights.
I don't know. Didn't she take out a mailbox when she was learning how to drive or something like that?
What I told my kids, listen, and this may not be for everybody, but what I told my kids was, is you come up with half, we'll pay the other half, and then we'll see what kind of car that is that you can afford with that.
I just can't believe she's 16. Y'all, we've been watching her grow up since she was a little girl. Like you heard Bunny say, you know, riding bikes to now being able to drive cars. So pretty special for the DeFord family. You can see all these stories up online at K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 minute, 10 trivia questions, putting 60 seconds up on that clock. If you want to play, sign up right now on the K923 app. We'll give you a call next.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 minute.
K923.
All right, y'all. Here we are. We're sitting with Rocky, everybody.
Woohoo!
Thank you for signing up to play the $1,000 Minute. We're to understand you're over in Davenport.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's out by where I hunt. So let me ask you a question. What do you do for fun out there in Davenport?
I work virtually for the most part.
Okay.
Keep your pants on at least, man. I know that a lot of those virtual meetings, they're waist up. It doesn't give you the excuse, right?
That's right.
All right, 10 questions, 60 seconds. Chloe's got you.
Rocky, you could pass any of these questions, but whatever you lock in first is the answer I have to take. And don't take up too much time, okay? That's why I'm saying, like, use that pass whenever you need it.
Okay.
What subject are you best at, Rocky, since I'm sure you've been playing along?
You know what? I really haven't. I just signed up. I listen to you guys all the time, but it's not usually during the time that I hear this game. So.
Are you good at useless trivia?
Sometimes, especially the older stuff.
Oh. Okay. All right. We'll try to work it out
here. All right. All right, OB, you ready with 60 seconds on the clock?
I am ready.
Here we go, Rocky, with question number one. How many years is a single term for a U.S. president?
Four.
What Kellogg's breakfast pocket has fruit in it that you put in the toaster?
Pop-Tarts.
What is the main ingredient in a banana Foster?
Pass.
Seattle Grace Hospital is the setting for what TV show?
Grey's Anatomy.
How many amendments are in the Bill of Rights?
13.
The song Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds is from what movie? Forget about me. Who is the governor of Florida?
Ron DeSantis.
Name the substance you would take for an upset stomach, and it's pink.
Pepto-Bismol.
What was Little Miss Muffet eating?
Pie. Was it pumpkin pie? I'm trying to remember.
That's time. Oh! That's time, guys.
It was not pumpkin pie.
Wasn't she eating her curds and whey?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's Rocky, let's start at the top. Hey, you got a lot of them right, pal.
I did.
A lot,
yeah.
All right. The main ingredient in Banana Foster, it's almost like it was a trick, but it was right there. Banana is what was in there, okay? There are 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights. The Breakfast Club is what the soundtrack for Don't You Forget About Me, that was on by Simple Minds. And we know now curds and whey is what Little Miss Muffet was eating. But you're not leaving empty-handed. We got a pretty great prize sending you to see Brooks and Dunn this weekend.
That's awesome. I hope you have nothing going on, Rocky.
So my wife's name is Maria. And that's the ringtone on my phone.
Maria, 45 years. That's
wow.
So sweet.
Wow, Rocky, I'm glad that you won these. And tell the rest of the people in Davenport, we need a champion. So get your friends on this.
Absolutely, will do.
Enjoy Brooks and Dunn.
All right, thanks very much.
$1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Peter over in Orlando. And Peter, you were saying that you've got an issue with your dad. What are you guys, fighting?
No, pretty much nobody wants him. Nobody wants dad. My older brother, he's been taking care of my dad the past 5 years.
Okay.
And, you know, my dad, he's older, a lot older. he has no filter. He's a little racist, you know, a little sexist sometimes. He kind of gets on people's nerves. And now my brother wants to put him in a home.
Is that where he is right now? He's with your brother?
Yeah, he's with my brother. But apparently he's driving my brother crazy and my brother's family, you know, his wife. I don't want to take him in because my wife is annoyed by him also.
Oh, man.
I really don't know what to do. He's my father, and I really care about him. You know, I don't want him to be deteriorating in a home somewhere. But, like, are there any other options? I don't know.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I mean, that is a lot of tension there, right? You want to take care of dad, but you most certainly don't want him to ruin anything that's going on in your peaceful world. Yeah, man, this is definitely... And when you say, like, sexist, like, I mean, what? He just inappropriate?
No, he said racist.
He said both.
Just a little bit, yeah. He likes to think of the man as the head of the house, literally.
Wow.
There's so many options, though, too. Like, you can have at-home nurses come to the house and check in on dad.
Yeah, you know.
Well, let's see if we can get you some advice here.
Wait, but how long, like, he's been with the brother for how long, and he hasn't been with you at all?
Yeah, for the past 5 years, he's been with my brother, so.
So you don't think that you can even maybe do a year? Like, one-fifth of what your brother's...
I think my marriage would be over by then.
Yeah, especially if you're witnessing it right now. All right, let's see if we can get you some help, brother.
All right, thanks.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
We're about to talk to Carmen here. Let's get a little taste of what you have to say here in 6 minutes.
These brothers should be ashamed of themselves. And they need to step up for their dad.
Oh, wow.
I mean, well, yeah, right?
Okay, well, we'll talk to you here in a few minutes, Carmen.
Okay.
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation.
With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
An interesting scenario today on the panic button. Talking to Peter, nobody wants dad. His older brother's been taking care of dad, who, by the way, is very grumpy, says racist things, and the older brother is fed up with it. It's ruining his marriage. And now that brother wants one of the other brothers to step up and take on dad. And Carmen, why don't you continue with what you're saying with this family?
Well, I really feel like one of them has to take him in. You know, he's their dad. He raised them. He protected them. He did everything for them. And now he needs them. So they need to fortify their marriage or whatever, or give the other brother can take him. They can switch back and forth.
I mean,
it does seem like Peter at least has to for a year. If his other brother for 5 years.
Peter for five, yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, at least a little bit. Because where else is he going to go?
And Peter can also get help. Like, there's nurses that can come in throughout the week and check in on him, do vitals, like all those things. He can get assistance.
I wonder how costly that is.
Can't you drop him off at a firehouse?
No.
Slater,
that's a baby.
That is not nice.
Carmen, I appreciate you chiming in. Yeah, I do think one of the brothers has to step up, but if it's at the cost of their own marriages, man, what tension. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country, Obi, Chloe, Slater. So we've got a panic button here where we're trying to help Peter out. Peter and his brothers are now taking care of dad. Now, the oldest brother has had dad for the past 5 years, and while dad is getting older, he's starting to say things that are inappropriate, and it's ruining the marriage.
I understand, but that's what you do. You take care of your family, you know, especially as our parents start to get older. I hope and I pray. I'm sure you both feel the same way that your kiddos, when you get to a point where you need to have some help, that they'll be there to support you.
Yeah, but we're not racist and sexist, and that's what the dad is. So that's why Peter doesn't want to invite him into the house where he and his wife are going to have to deal with this for what? The next 5 years or the rest of his dad's life?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who is this? Where are you from and what's your opinion?
Hey, it's today. I am from Lake Helen, Florida. And honestly, if nobody wants to take care of him, have they thought about a retirement home?
Yeah, I think that's what they said, right? They said that they wanted to put him in a home, but everybody's like, oh, well, dad's not going to get the right care there.
Right.
I don't know.
His brother had taken care of him for 5 years.
Yeah, his brother's taken care of him for 5 years. His marriage is getting messed up. At that point, your dad has taken care of you for your whole life, but you gotta move past that and start thinking about yourself for a little bit. I know it might sound a little bit selfish, but...
No, I mean, that's what being a kid's all about, right? Just be selfish.
Well, I mean, you take care of your parents until what point, though? Till the very, very end?
They've taken care of you.
Wow. I think you just take them out on a boat and let God do the work.
Slater, you are horrible.
844-254-9232. More of your calls after Walker Hayes.
Bye, Dad.
Walker Hayes. How we do. Fancy life. That's K92.3 Music on your playlist. Obi, Chloe, Slater. Look at the time right now. So at 8 o'clock is when we'll give you that next keyword worth $1,000. As we try to help our guy Peter out, who hit the panic button. His brothers are in charge of taking care of dad now. Dad is at that age. Older brother has had dad for the past 5 years and now wants to give dad to one of the other brothers because dad has actually kind of ruined the relationship at home. He's racist, says things that are inappropriate.
he's getting older. You know, it's not that that is right, but it's a part of life. I mean, I saw it with my parents. We took care of my grandpa for a while, and then one of my other grandfathers, Pop-Pop, was in a nursing home, and they took such wonderful care of him. But as a son and daughter, it's a difficult decision to decide what to do, and financially, a big responsibility.
Couldn't he take some of the money? Because he's worried the nursing home's not going to give the right care, blah, blah, blah. What if he then pays the older brother to just keep it going on? And just keep that going. So that way there's additional income to deal with some of the comments or some of the behavior that happens.
Well, and here's the thing is that money, you know, does money take care of if he's saying inappropriate things in front of the kids? Mm-hmm. You know, if he's saying inappropriate things about the wife in front of the kids, you know,
so you
no amount of money would cover that.
That would go to therapy, right?
just help Lord. All right, what's your name?
My name is Lisa. I'm from Orlando.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
Lisa.
Good morning, again, guys. Lisa. Nice to talk to you. I think he should take care of his dad. That's what you do in life.
Yeah, it's up to him, right? Because the other brother had him for 5 years.
Yeah, it's up to him. He needs to step up and take care of his dad.
Absolutely.
His dad took care of him when he was little. So.
I agree with that.
And what do you say to your partner who says, oh, no, that'll ruin our marriage?
Sorry.
Right.
Oh, man.
Well, and you know what? Sometimes life throws you things and you handle them and you take care of them. And that's just what it is.
How would she feel when they have kids and one of her kids don't want to take care of her?
You're right. Absolutely.
Karma, right?
Yep, karma.
I tell you.
All right, Lisa. Appreciate you chiming in this morning.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys. Yeah,
you too.
Happy Friday.
K92.3, good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's Seth over in Port Orange.
Yeah. What's up, Seth? Happy Friday, like our last listener just wished us. Yeah. All right, what's your advice to our caller?
Man, it would hurt to do it, but if it's something that's affecting with his brother, after his brother taking care of dad for the last 5 years, I would recommend the option of seeing if they could either do a stay, like a nurse that comes by and checks in on him. But if that doesn't work, then the option would be putting him in a home.
Well, and depending on the care that he needs, we did it with my grandfather. We had a nurse. She came, you know, sporadically throughout the week, would walk in, check his levels, make sure his medications were all good. And there's different levels. I mean, you can have a night nurse. You can have a nurse that's there every day.
But that still does not solve the problem that dad is still in the house making racist comments, being sexist, and all that. I mean, you can take care of him all day with the medications and stuff like that, but he is still physically in the house.
I think you just soundproof a room and you put him in there.
That's terrible.
Not lock him in. Just like only have the key. Right? So you have the key, and that way you can attend to him or get a nurse, and they got to be...
Put him in a home.
There got to be some cheap nurses, right, that maybe lost their license for, like, over-medicating or doing something so you get a good deal.
Oh, my gosh. That is horrible.
But, I mean, the question, though, that I have is what's to say that he might not already have a medication that he's got to be taking daily that maybe keeps those comments in check that he's maybe not taking?
That's true. Yeah, maybe he's on the wrong stuff.
Seth, appreciate you chiming in, brother.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
You too, man. Have a great weekend. Yeah, that's real rough because, I mean, I get wanting to take care of dad's, like, health, but you still got to put up with him as you're watching TV.
You got to do for your parents.
On a Saturday morning when you guys are just trying to live life, dad is a part of all that.
The racist and sexism that he's probably going to bring into the house, like how you as a lady, Chloe, how would you handle somebody if they were sexually harassing you every single day?
Yeah, the kids witnessed that.
I don't know, Obi. You do what you got to do for your family.
Well, I love all the calls coming in. Keep them coming.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
We're talking to Richard. Richard, you said you guys went to Topgolf. That sounds like a really great start.
It's a fun date.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. You know, we went to Topgolf, you know, had drinks and laughed all night. She was really pretty funny. And I thought everything was good. So, I'm kind of confused. So I just wanted to see what was going on.
Richard, who does she look like? Just so we can put a, like, in her mind, who does Lisa look like celebrity-wise?
I mean, she kind of looks like Scarlett Johansson. Like,
oh, not lady.
You dog.
She's a pretty gal.
Yeah, very pretty. So I was giving her my best moves. I don't know what's going on here. And I got a kiss on the cheek, so it wasn't, you know, a home run, but it was all right.
Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do here is we're going to take Lisa's number that you gave us, and let's give her a call. We'll talk to her for a second and see if we can invite you into the conversation, all right?
All right, cool.
Cool.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Lisa, please.
Hi, this is Lisa. How can I help you?
Lisa, so there's three of us on the line here. My name's Obi. That's Chloe.
Hey, Lisa.
You've got Slater.
I'm not interested.
Well, no, if we could just quickly tell you that we're from the radio station. I don't know if you're familiar.
Oh, right. Why are you calling me?
Okay, so you went out on a date with a guy named Richard. And the three of us here would love to pay for you guys to go on another date.
Did you go on a date with Richard?
I went out on a date with a guy named Richard, yes.
Okay. He said y'all had a really fun time at Topgolf. That place is super fun.
No, it is super fun. Okay, I'm sorry, though. So he called you to call me?
Yep.
In hopes to go out again, and we're going to pay for it.
Okay, I don't want to make a big deal of this. I'm just not interested.
We totally understand. Is there anything, though, that we can tell Rich?
What can he change so in the future this doesn't happen to him?
I mean, his name is Richard, and you know his last name, right?
No.
His last name is Cobbledick, and Richard Cobbledick, no matter how great you are, I don't know. I can't have my kids running around with the last name Cobbledick.
Okay,
right?
So wait a minute. So you're just not calling Richard back because of his last name?
It's not just a last name. Like, there's so much, family history with the last name Cobbledick. He didn't make one reference to how his last name and his first name is Richard. And when we were at Topgolf, they call out your name for your reservation when it's ready. Mm-hmm. And they call Richard Cobbledick, over the whole place. And I this is my future and I don't want it.
So because of his last name, I mean, okay, you know what? Yes. We don't want to sound judgy. So why don't we do this? Why don't we bring Richard on the line? Because he is on the line. Had a chance to hear all this. Richard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a family name. We go back to Ireland. I can trace my history back to Ireland. So,
okay, that's great. And I'm not judging it for you, but it is not something I don't want my kids to be teasing just for their name. That just seems like a cruel start to a
Richard. You ever been teased for that last name in the past?
Yeah, and I slap people who tease, and then they stop teasing you.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah, look, our family, the Cobbledicks, are very proud of our last name. We do not shy away from it at all. People are so immature, but the Cobbledicks are great people, and you should be proud to be a Cobbledick.
I'll be honest. If somebody was on the playground, I wouldn't mess with no Cobbledick.
And you shouldn't.
You know, I have heard people before, you could, hyphenate your last name.
Oh, I went through it all. I went through it all when we were at Topgolf. But no matter what, when we get married, the minister's still going to say, congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Cobbledick. My children will still have the last name Cobbledick. It'll be on, the deed of the house. Cobbledick.
It's a very prominent name. Mm. Cobbledicks are prominent people.
Wow.
I don't want to offend you. I get it, but it's just not right for me.
Hey, listen, at least we got the both of you guys talking. Thank you so much for at least participating.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so first, let's talk about that money, because I know that we just gave you a keyword, but it's going to happen again a couple of times today.
I just burned myself. Why do you have your iron on, Chloe?
Because we're going to do your hair. You're always wearing a hat. You've got longer hair, more like the surfer hair. It's honestly, what, to your shoulders?
Yeah.
And we have Runway to Hope, and so I'm heating up my flat iron right now because I want to try to style your hair because you cannot wear a hat tomorrow.
Okay.
But we're doing that, what, in like another 6 minutes, right? You're right. Getting that all heated
I'm
up?
I'm just heating it up right now.
Yeah. Just keep it on your side so okay. That way I'll burn myself, all right?
Okay. Do you guys mind then? If right now we do some graduation speeches. Man, we got people graduating this weekend.
It already started in UCF night number one was last night.
Even. Yeah. Well, wow. And this is going to be that season. So let us just open up, whether it's UCF, Rollins, Stetson, wherever it is that you're going to college, Valencia.
Florida State.
Just a big congratulations from us, but we did want to whip up some college graduation speeches that are really quick and quaint, okay? To the point that I was almost going to put on the ticking clock. But who wants to go first? How about ladies go first? And Chloe, okay. You're actually the most recent to have graduated.
Oh, gosh, I miss school so much. I graduated UCF literally 5 years ago this weekend. So really special if you are soaking up, enjoying that time with family, with your kiddos. Have fun and just what a blessing. Okay, I'll start. Here we go. Ready? So to the class of 2024, you did it. Today is the day to celebrate your accomplishments and the incredible person you've become. You've earned it, and it's the testament to your hard work and determination. Today is a reminder of the beautiful journey ahead. As this chapter closes, another one opens. Wherever life takes you, find joy in the simple things. Step outside your comfort zone. Make sure to slow down and soak it all up. And love your people. Love them hard. Because life goes by fast, and it's the most incredible adventure you'll ever be on. Congratulations, class of 2024.
Okay, wow. Okay, nice.
That was long. I fell asleep halfway.
It was not long. It was like 4 sentences.
I nodded off after sentence two.
You're so mean.
All right, okay, Slater, you'll be next.
Okay. Get busy living, get busy dying. Red, Shawshank Redemption. What? Let it go, let it go. Don't hold it back anymore. Elsa, Frozen. The past can hurt, but the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it.
Oh.
Rafiki, Lion King. The flower that blooms in adversity is the most rare and beautiful of all. Emperor, Mulan. And finally, words that I wrote myself, no one ever made a difference by being like everyone else. P.T. Barnum, Hugh Jackman, The Greatest Showman. Thank you. I don't know how I come up with that.
You didn't write any of that.
I love movie quotes, and I looked up the most inspiring, and I think at least the P.T. Barnum one really rings true.
I agree.
Or letting it go and not worrying about what your boss says that Elsa said.
That is true. Sometimes you just got to shake it off and let it go. It's not worth it, y'all.
That was part of Taylor Swift. When you said, so who's quoting who?
Man.
All right, Obi, wrap it up.
Mine's completely original because I went to ChatGPT.
So original.
And I had ChatGPT whip something up, and then Chloe called me out on it.
I did because Obi came back and he said, it's done. I'm like, it took you 30 seconds. I don't believe it.
All right, so here we go. To the class of 2024. Though today marks the culmination of years of dedication, support from those around you, the hard work and perseverance, it's also the moment you embrace whatever the world throws your way. So grab this new season of life by the horns, embracing the challenges that continue to shape you. Seize the moments that make you grow, whether they be comfortable or uncomfortable, and stretch you. May the Lord bless your journey and every step along your path. Congratulations, class of 2024.
Oh, wow. That was really good.
Now
you
go
didn't
out
write
there
that.
And kick some ass.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
Way to go.
And for those of us who are going to end up being your employees in the future, just remember us that we were good to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. There you go.
I mean, we weren't awful. We could have been worse.
Okay, so what we are going to do here in 6 minutes is Chloe's got this curling iron. Well, it's not a curling iron. It's a flat iron.
You have girls. You know the difference between a flat iron and a curling iron. It's a
and
flat
you're going to do a Slater's
hair. I don't need this, right?
You do. You cannot wear a hat tomorrow. You're always wearing a hat, and we got to change it up a little bit.
Ooh. But if you straighten it now, it's just...
It'll be fine for tomorrow.
Okay. Straightening Slater's hair. 6 minutes. That is John Party on K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country, where it is Obi, Chloe, Slater on your Friday. Good morning, all.
Hey. Woo!
And just another reminder that we're just about 30 minutes away from you getting those tickets to see Luke Combs. Now, that show is in Jacksonville. That show's this weekend, right?
It is. Tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's part of a two-nighter, which, by the way, you got to love artists that can pull that off. The last time I saw that was Garth Brooks when he pulled off four shows back-to-back-to-back during hurricane season here in Orlando. Anyways, Luke Combs, 9 o'clock. Okay, so let's talk about Slater's hair here because tomorrow we've got this big event. You still have an opportunity to be a part of it. If you wanted to be a part of Runway to Hope, it is to benefit those kids that are facing pediatric cancer. So you can only imagine what the kids are facing, what the parents are going through, and the fact that they put on this gala so this way we could drum up funds to help with the research and to help those families out. That's what this is all about. But it is a fancy event.
Well, and I just can't wait to tomorrow. I mean, these families are facing the unimaginable with their kiddos and some really, really dark times and dark days ahead. And so this is a bright light for them tomorrow that they get to step on that runway all dressed up, hair, makeup, cute dresses, suits, ties. And we're just blessed to be a part of it. And I told Slater, because, you know, it's a black tie event, we're all going to be dressed up. Slater likes to wear his ball caps, and I said, you cannot rock a ball cap tomorrow.
Right. I figured I was going to top hat it.
Top hat it.
Right? There's not going to be one person
not
in a top hat.
Not one person is going to be in a top hat.
Well, I could have been.
And you're already tall enough.
I would have been like a Monopoly guy.
So I've been saying, what are you going to do to style it? I don't know. I have no idea. What do you think I should do? Well, I decided that today I was going to bring in my flat iron. It's at 450 degrees Fahrenheit right now.
You ever done this before, Slater?
No, I have not done this before.
Neither have I.
Do you want me to do it for you, or do you want to try it?
No, you do it for him.
I don't want to see him like that. I thought Obi was going to be like, no, let this sucker
I'm not going to get it too close to your ears. Are you ready? So Slater's hair, if you have not seen Slater in person, it is literally to his shoulders. He's got really long hair. Okay, did you wash it?
Yeah, I washed it.
You promised me?
I washed it. I conditioned it this morning. I actually slept in the shampoo because
I read
somewhere.
So I'm not touching dirty hair?
Nope. No, it's actually never been cleaner. There's still soap underneath.
And Chloe, for a germaphobe, I'm pretty surprised that you're willing to touch his head.
Me too. Okay.
Dive in there. Right. Dive in there.
That is hot.
That is real hot.
It's really hot.
But why?
How do people get burned by that? What happens when you take it too close to the scalp?
When you take it too close to your ears. I will say, this flat iron's been very good to me, and it has seen a lot of hair, so we're adding Slater's to it. Look at that. Nice and straight.
The problem is, Slater,
I don't know if you're going to need like some sort of hair clip to keep the hair back out of your face, or what? What are you thinking?
I mean, originally, my mother said my grandmother had the same type of hair, and she used to get a permanent, so I was going to go and perm my hair, but I think... Your hair's gonna end up like I feel like my hair's falling out.
Your hair's gonna end up looking like Bob Ross if you go get a permanent. That would be a sight to see.
Oh, it froze it. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Here.
Froze it out.
Yeah, see, it's nice and straight on the right side. So that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
You don't like it?
It looks a little weak.
It looks like Dutch Boy. I look like somebody that should be churning butter and sleeping with my sister.
Anything is better than a hat tomorrow, okay? I don't care what you do.
If King Arthur had an assistant who carried around a sword,
it's actually steaming. Like, my hair is still steaming right now.
It's 450 degrees. I turned it on the hottest setting.
It's like sticking my head in an oven.
Oh, my Lord.
It hurts.
All right, so...
You girls do this every day?
Every day. Obi, you want me to try yours?
My God.
No, you got some curls.
No, we can really get those.
No,
we're good. We're good. Okay. We're good.
Should keep your short and curly the way it is.
This will be happening over the weekend. So over the weekend, you'll be able to see us all dapper. And again, remember, the number one thing is... it's for the kids.
It is for the kids.
If you're not attending tomorrow, you can still be a part of the silent auction.
Absolutely.
And your money all goes towards kids facing pediatric cancer. Man, can't imagine what that's like.
Yes, and we'll take you all along with us on our K923 Instagram as well as Facebook pages. So if you don't follow us there, come along for the party. We have the All Access, though, coming up next. Jelly Roll's daughter turning 16. The car she received, shocking. Any car she could have picked. And this is what she chose. Hearing from her in 6 minutes.
Bro, go fix your hair, man. I can't. I can't look at it.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.